Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we are delighted that you have welcomed us into your home. You know, we would love to hear from you, so send us an email with your question or your comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com and check us out on Facebook. So if you have been watching EWTN and you've seen Michael Wassar, who's the president of EWTN, and he's been making appeals as we celebrate the 43rd anniversary of EWTN's first broadcast. So this is the question. As we celebrate the 43rd anniversary of EWTN's first broadcast, can you share what Mother Angelica and the network have meant to you? Now, you have this book, and if you have not read Mother's book called Mother Angelica, this is a great book. Now, this book is old. Yeah. Raymond Arroyo has written this book. It's an unbelievable story of a nun, her nerve, and a network of miracles. And this beautiful book is available at EWTNRC.com. So last night I was going through it, and I was sitting there, and it was really, and I've read it before, but it was like, you can't put it down. Yeah. You can't put it down. And the beautiful thing about Mother, and I'm gonna say this, it's a quote, paraphrasing probably, you know, when the satellite came, and the man delivered the satellite, and it was $600,000. And he said to Mother, I'm not taking it off the truck until I get paid. Well, she didn't have $600,000. And she wanted that satellite so that she could do two things. She wanted to go to the man in the pew, and she wanted to be able to reach the mother who was home with a heartache. And she wanted to bring Jesus to them, and she wanted to bring truth to them, and she wanted to bring beauty to them, and she wanted to bring faith to them, and she wanted to bring encouragement to them. And you think, she needed $600,000 to make that happen, and she didn't have it. And she went into the chapel, and she prayed, and she stayed there, and all the nuns came, and it was... But a miracle happened. She got a phone call. Yep. And somebody was out in the Bahamas, and he had read her little booklet and had a troubled son, and he was going to give her $600,000. And she said to him, Kenny, wire it to me today. I need it today. And he did. And that was a fulfillment of a dream that God had put in Mother Angelica's heart. And even today, 43 years later, we go out. We're not Mother Angelica, we're Jim and Joy, but we're here and we want to bring the truth and the beauty of everything that is good about the Catholic faith to your home, to your workplace, to your podcast, to wherever you are, to your phone, right? Because that's where it is, because she was unbelievable what she did. She wanted to bring it even before she knew anything about an iPhone. And it's, everything's in the hand and everything's on television. And she just exploded what she did.
When you think of all the different forms of media, the limits to media that she had at that time, but she wanted Jesus Christ to be there. And EWTN wants Jesus Christ to be everywhere that people might know him, encounter him, and the good news of his church. So as we celebrate the 43rd anniversary of EWTN's first broadcast, can you share what Mother Angelica and the network have meant to you? There's plenty more to come. We'll be right back. Please don't go away.
Well, thank you for welcoming us into your home. You can send us an email with your question or your comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com and check us out on Facebook. So this is the question for today. as we get ready to celebrate the 43rd anniversary of EWTN's first broadcast, which will be on Thursday, can you share what Mother Angelica and the network have meant to you? Well, I just shared a little bit about what I read in that book. And I mean, if you're going through a struggle and you need faith to be faith-filled, read that book. It will set your faith on fire.
Mother Angelica, the remarkable story of a nun, her nerve, and a network of miracles by Raymond Royal, EWTNRC.com. And so our question again is, as we celebrate the 43rd anniversary of EWTN's first broadcast on August 15th, can you share what Mother Angelica and the network have meant to you? We have with us Carlos Garcia. Carlos is a wonderful staff person with the EWTN Media Missionaries. And we thought of Carlos as we were thinking about that question, because I think the Media Missionaries is a very important way, if you're not one of the 16,500 EWTN Media Missionaries, it's a great way to honor Mother's life, her legacy. She's the one that initiated under another name, really, the EWTN Media Missionaries, and to honor her and to honor EWTN, whose heart is Mother Angelica's heart, to take the good news of Jesus Christ, to say to every human being everywhere, Jesus Christ loves you, and to share the good news of Christ and of his church. And so we wanted Carlos to share with us a little bit about the EWTN Media Missionaries. Carlos, are you there?
I'm right here. Thank you.
All right. Praise the Lord. And Carlos, before you get into the Media Missionaries, what that's about, inviting people to join, just share a little bit about what Mother and the network has meant to you, how you wound up here from a faraway place. Go right ahead.
Great. Good. Well, thank you, Jim and Joy, for taking my call. And like you said, I work here in the Media Missionaries office in Alabama, but I was born and raised in Southern California. I went there, I went to college there and met my wife there. And my wife, kids, and I came here from California, came here to Alabama about 10 years ago to work in Mother Angelica's mission. I was blessed that my family saw the move as a great opportunity, and they were happy and excited to come. And I'm grateful to God that I am a media missionary, helping to continue Mother Angelica's legacy, just like you said. If someone joins as a media missionary today, they won't regret it.
Well, tell us about how they can do that, or how you kind of outfit people, what the expectations are, how they plug in.
Yeah, good. Well, first, I think that one of the best ways, like you were saying, to continue Mother Angelica's legacy is to become a volunteer. We call them EWTN Media Missionaries. We call them missionaries because they really are. It's a volunteer position. So our office sends media missionaries beautiful brochures, flyers, and posters to share with others about EWTN. But they share right there in their parish and community. They order whatever they want, and then we send more items in the mail to them. They can do as much or as little as they like, all free of charge, as an EWTN Media Missionary volunteer. Every 3 months, we automatically send an updated TV program flyer, which is one sheet of paper to share at their parish or in the community, and that way they stay current. But media missionaries can order other brochures, flyers, and much more to share if they like. Just all they do is contact our office. They can contact us either on by phone or email or even on the website. Mother Angelica had a simple goal when she began EWTN. It was to reach the world with the gospel message.
Amen.
Media missionaries carry on Mother's mission of telling the world about Jesus. So I encourage any listener to join us today.
Absolutely. Carlos, thank you so very much for your commitment, and Deborah and your family moving all the way from California here to be a part of spreading the word of Jesus Christ with EWTN. Thank you, brother.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. So I just don't listen to what's been said. We really pray that you'll go to the website, EWTNmissionaries.com or EWTN.com, and it'll say EWTN Media Missionaries, and that you'll join and share EWTN with your parish, with your family, online, and you'll get everything that you need for free from EWTN to do this. EWTN wants you. EWTN needs you. Wherever you are, however active, inactive, nursing home, hospitals, prisons, schools, wherever you might be, to share about EWTN, because EWTN shares about Jesus Christ.
Well, and it really is spreading the news. And right now, if you turn on the TV, the world needs EWTN. And I really believe that. We need the balance of this culture of death. And there's so much truth on this network. There are so many beautiful programs on this network. At our house, it's on.
Yeah.
It's very rare that I'll flip the channel and take it off. We're doing our news there. We're getting educated. We're being catechized. Our faith is being enriched. So beautiful. And that's what it's about. Because you want to be able, and don't assume that someone in your church is going to do it. You do it. Maybe it's you. Stop thinking, you know, oh, I'll let somebody else handle that. If you don't see the flyers in your pew rack or somewhere in your narthex or in your PCR area where people are being educated, then how do I get them there?
Yeah.
What does my church know about EWTN? Because the pastor can't do everything,
yeah.
And he can't catechize everybody. And you need to have your faith enriched. And one of my favorite shows is Bookmark. And I've ordered so many books because I said to you the other night, I said, I have so many things I have to read.
Yeah.
Now I'm old, but I want to keep growing. I want to keep learning. I want to know my faith. I want to share my faith. If there's breath within us, we need to tell somebody about Jesus.
Amen.
Because the world needs Jesus. The world needs EWTN. We need hope. You know, we need to set this world on fire with the love of God. And especially, you know, after the Eucharistic Congress and this beautiful Eucharistic revival that we're in, there are things that you and I need to participate. One of the things that the Catholic bishops have wanted us to do, it's called Walk with One. Walk along somebody, educate somebody, disciple somebody, empower somebody. Maybe you're the person to send a book to somebody or to say, hey, are you watching EWTN, you need to know it. You know, download the app so that you know what's going on.
Or hand them a piece of literature, the highlights, the various shows. You know, you get a lapel button like the one we have on so that people say, what is that button with the Holy Spirit on it? I'm spreading the word, the eternal word of Jesus Christ with EWTN. What's EWTN? Who started that network and so on? We have a comment right here.
It says, I watch her shows every day because of the straightforward and honest attitude. From her first to her last shows, they still help in what's going on today. She had a way of explaining everything to where you could understand the topic. God bless her. And that's from Snooki from Facebook, which is important, which is true. I mean, we all, you know, there isn't a time when we don't turn on the TV if Mother Angelica's on. She's real because she's bringing you the word, and the word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And like it applies to 2024. Here we are, 43 years celebrating the anniversary. She's still relevant. Jesus is still relevant, and we need him.
And the thing that is so beautiful is that it really wasn't, you know, the Mother Angelica network and all based upon her. It was the eternal word. She wanted to share the eternal word with the world. She wanted to echo the teaching of the church. And that's why we've grown more than ever since her passing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's interceding for us.
Yes.
And it wasn't just about a personality. It was about the gospel of Jesus Christ through the church of Jesus Christ, the Catholic Church. And we're building upon that foundation. Everyone is.
Mm-hmm.
And so the network has just expanded to maybe 450 million people or so that we're reaching, and radio is reaching more than that, because it's the vision of the Lord that every Catholic is called to be a missionary. If you're Catholic, you're called to be an evangelist. You're called to make disciples, to share the word of God, to pray with people. And EWTN, through our shows and through our materials, wants to equip you to do the work of the ministry wherever you are, whatever you're doing, and we need you to be an intercessor. And that's one of the key elements in the media missionaries, to intercede and to pray for EW10. Another comment here.
It says, I watch Mother Angelica live videos every lunch break, and it's as if she's still here with us. I'm very thankful for her. And this is from Ellie from Facebook. And, you know, when you watch Mother Angelica, and now our daughter Rebecca was listening to all of her teachings, you know, on EWTN, and she was really being discipled by her. And so she would say, well, you know what Mother Angelica says? And she became like the parrot of Mother Angelica. Yeah. But it was so funny. Her twin was like, where are you getting all this stuff from?
But that's Rebecca.
Yes.
Now, we're here in Greater Birmingham, and Rebecca was in a car. This is before she was listening to Mother Angelica doing it. I don't know what she was doing in that car.
She was driving fast, and she was going to college.
She was a young girl, and I guess she got up to a stoplight. And all of a sudden, she looked this way, and Mother Angelica was in the car right next to her.
Yes.
Somebody was driving her around. Maybe it was Jean Martin. Driving her around. And she looked at Rebecca, and she went like this, Rebecca. She blessed her like this. Like, she knew she was driving too fast. She was doing what? I mean, isn't that something?
Yeah, and Rebecca was an Episcopal priest daughter at that time.
Yeah.
And she felt the power of the Holy Spirit, and she never forgot that encounter that she had with Mother.
In Raymond's book, he has the day that they pulled the switch to do the first show. 43 years ago, and just the excitement of that, and Mother's pulling that switch. But I want to share this prayer, which the media missionaries pray first Friday and other times. Mother Angelica said, O God, Lord of heaven and earth, you alone have accomplished all that we've done. May this first Catholic satellite television network be a tribute to the beauty of your church and to your Son, the eternal Word, be glorified through this great work of your hands. Bless all the programs that will issue forth from its facilities, just as your word issues forth from you, Lord Father. May that same word touch each heart that listens to this network. Let thy spirit work with freedom through every teacher who proclaims thy truth and thy church. Bestow upon this network the power to inspire men to seek holiness of heart, zeal for the extension of the church, courage to seek after justice and human rights, and the patience to endure persecution. May the paternal blessing always rest upon it. Amen. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Wrap up today's show. We're going to go to Rome to check in with beautiful Joan Lewis. Now, Joan's going to be sharing with us her experience of becoming involved with EWTN and the tremendous impact that the network has had on her life. Joan?
Well, greetings, Jim and Joy, from a very tropical Rome, from my home to your home. But of course, it's always hot here as we approach August 15th, which in Italy is known as Ferragosto. And many millennia ago, this actually referred to pagan games that were being played in the city of Rome. But naturally today, August 15th, we refer to the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It is a huge holiday here. And anything that can close will close, maybe a few days before, also maybe a few days after, you never know. But it's a wonderful time to be here because sometimes you actually get a seat on a bus. Now, of course, for all of us at EWTN, August 15th is the birthday of this Catholic World Network founded by Mother Angelica. That happened on the official date, August 15th, 1981. And it's been a remarkable time for this nun who founded a network after years of praying and hard work and trying to organize things. Her dream came true, because what she really wanted was to open an office in Rome. And her dream came true, and we first met on August 22nd, but that was in 2005. And of course, it was several years after she had her stroke. In any event, I had just signed my contract with EWTN to become the Rome Bureau Chief of EWTN. So her dream was finally realized. And now what happened was after a celebratory lunch that day, August 22nd, Doug Keck and a few colleagues asked me if I'd ever been to the Shrine of the Blessed Sacrament in Hansville, where Mother Angelica and other poor clerics lived. I said I hadn't, so we set off on a remarkable journey that would end in a life-changing encounter for me. Now, with Doug as my guide, I was absolutely struck by the immense beauty and prayerfulness of the shrine. And at a certain point, we descended down into the lower chapel area and the crypt area of the shrine. And I saw on Doug's face a kind of a stunned expression. I turned around to see what he was looking at, and there she was, Mother Angelica. She was seated in her wheelchair, still, of course, suffering the effects of the stroke she'd had years earlier. And one of those effects was her inability to speak. But she had two of the poor Clare nuns on either side of her, and she was actually at the crypt, the tomb of her mother in the crypt area. Well, she saw us and beckoned to us to come over, so I was in awe that I was about to be in the presence of this amazing woman. And Doug introduced us and he said, Mother, I want you to meet Joan Lewis. Joan is your dream come true. She's been in Rome and at the Vatican for many, many years, and she is about to open our first office in Rome as the bureau chief. Well, I want to tell you, I knelt down so that Mother and I could look at each other, and she took my hands in hers, and though she couldn't speak, she mouthed the words, God bless you. And then in the same silent gesture of blessing, she blessed my eyes, my ears, and my mouth. That has stayed with me all of these years. Every day when I sit down to do my work, I think of her blessing. And for me, it was kind of a, how will I say it? It was kind of a come Holy Spirit, go Joan moment. So on that, in a few days, we celebrate the birth of this network. Back to you.
Joan, thank you so much for such a precious, intimate sharing of your encounter with Mother Angelica. We're so grateful for Mother, for her faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. She has to have great faith. We're thankful for the people that gathered around her at that time who believed. And we thank God for you gathering around this network now to continue to share the eternal word of Jesus Christ with the world, beginning in your own family, your own parish, your own community. God bless you. You're never alone. You're an important part of this EWTN family, and you're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.